Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was a big day for those New York Mets. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Wednesday, July 26th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's talk about the New York Mets. And we'll start things off with Pete Alonso, who needed to get back on track, and he did exactly that in Yankee Stadium. Went 3-for-4 with a double dong, 5 RBI, and we needed that in a big way. He's only batting .218 now on the season, but does have those 28 home runs. Scott, Pete Alonso has just been struggling so mightily since coming off the IL. Hopefully, this is a sign of things that can come over the final 2 months of the season.
Yeah, he had that bone bruise in the wrist that initially they said he needed X number of weeks to come back from, and they brought him back so soon that it wasn't altogether surprising that he struggled like he did, but hopefully now enough time has elapsed that he's back to being Pete Alonso again. Both of his home runs were hit over 108 miles per hour, one almost 110 miles per hour, and in his last... let's see, how many games is it? In Pete Alonso's last 4 games, 8-for-15 with 2 homers, a triple, and 2 doubles. I think he's back.
All right, yeah. Definitely could use Pete Alonso. Justin Verlander has also pitched well recently. He has a quality start in 4 of his past 5 outings. He threw 6 shutout innings with 6 strikeouts, 14 swinging strikes on 98 pitches. And over his last 6 starts, he has a 1.46 ERA, a 1.05 whip, nearly a strikeout per inning. Scott, I know we've lowered Justin Verlander in the rankings. I don't think he's going to return the value that we thought coming in. He's not that SP1, but I think this recent stretch has been productive. And, you know, I like what we're seeing here from Justin Verlander.
Yeah, and he's still a quality option in fantasy. I think... I think one of the stories of 2023 is that just when a pitcher lulls you into thinking he's consistent, he goes and has a blow-up outing where he gets up 6 or 8 runs. And it wouldn't surprise me if that's right around the corner for Verlander, given that he's not the strikeout pitcher he used to be, not even averaging a strikeout per inning. That doesn't mean you need to discard him when that happens. I mean, how many pitchers has that happened to this year? But it does mean that he is more of a mid-tier pitcher than not. And you should treat him accordingly.
Let's talk about 3 obscure waiver wire hitters who had big games on Tuesday. Will Benson went 1-for-3 with his 7th home run. And since being recalled back in May, Will Benson is batting .325 with 7 homers, 10 steals, and an OPS up over 1,000. He's 30% rostered. Scott, do we just leave Will Benson for 5 outfielder leagues for now? Or do you think maybe he has graduated to some shallower formats?
I think you could at least think about him in some 3 outfielder formats. Now, key is how much he plays against left-handers, because he's a left-handed batter. Obviously, the Reds have a log jam there, both in the infield and outfield, that might encourage them to keep sitting Benson against left-handers. But he started against 2 of the last 3 they faced. He's been so good that they're beginning to at least introduce him to left-handed pitchers and factor in speed, a little bit of power, those incredible on-base skills. is kind of the complete package right now is Will Benson in a great lineup, no less. I do think some regression is due. His strikeout rate is kind of high, and it was high throughout his minor league career. But he's, you know, a multifaceted player who I think could contribute in a lot of leagues if he gets the at-bats.
Two names in deeper leagues. Bo Naylor went 2-for-3 with a double dong for the Cleveland Guardians. And the problem there, he's not really playing much, but he does have some prospect pedigree. Nice to see this big game out of him. Cade Marlowe has been playing recently for the Seattle Mariners. He went 2-for-3 with his first career home run and his second stolen base. Again, names for deeper leagues, Scott, but any enthusiasm here for Bo Naylor or Cade Marlowe?
They're both very much wait and see for me. The playing time just hasn't been there. Since getting called up, Cade Marlowe has started 3 times in 6 games. He did have a big 2022 season between double and triple A, hit .287, 23 homers, 42 steals, came on late especially. The numbers in his return to triple A this year, not as great, but there's speed, there's power. There's a chance he could be useful. He has to get the playing time, though. It has to be more consistent than it's been so far. So let's see that change, and then we can talk about how good Cade Marlowe is, as we've seen with the Reds. Who was the Reds outfielder we're talking about?
Will Benson.
Will Benson. Yeah, as we've seen with Will Benson, you can get a lot of production from a player like this before you have to worry about picking him up in fantasy when there are questions about playing time. And with Bo Naylor, same thing. Started only 4 of the last 9 games for the Guardians. Hopefully that changes as he produces like he did in this one. Certainly he's their highest upside catching option. But until it changes, you know, it's hard to get too excited about him, even in 2 catcher leagues.
All right, wait and see here on Bo Naylor and Cade Marlowe. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.